Maar is hij met ooit een vrede van God, onze Vader en hem Heren Jezus Christus. Ik hier een gelijke hartelijk welkom te heten wat hier gekomen is. Ik weet dat een beetje stormje podeel. En we danken dem Heren dat we zijn hier. We came safely. Ik zie Peter Berg, mijn vriendin, en we zijn van de Stambachse kerk, woon in de Kleifeld Jeend. En ja, wanneer je wist had wat easy te wee weer, wanneer had vlieg, would have had second thoughts about coming, but we're thankful, dankbaar dat de Heer is af te ons geleerd. Zo, wat met een gebed aanvangen? We danken die Heer voor dit schijnende dag dat u ons zo wat gegeven hast. We danken die voor wat u ons geleerd hast hier te kerk en Winkla. Voor iedereen wat gekomen is. En we danken u ook voor die wat aanschalten doen aan de internet. We bidden die zegen met iedereen. Dat u door de Heilige Geest in onze meid wordt zijn. En we danken die dat u bent. Dat u in onze harten schoppen wordt. En dat we kennen het niet. Dat leven kunnen we niet alleen doen. Dat is bloos door die. Er zijn zoveel dingen wat in de wereld passeren wat. Wat je in dien weg zijn. En dat is verken schwor. Om alles aan te zijn. En beheer we beter du was met zo'n dingen schaffen. En ons leiden en ons poort. Zo we beter dien zegen. En dien leiding. En du was mij de weer geven. Tem reden hier zum Marius. In Jezus in Namen. Amen.
Nummer 364, Gott des Himmels und der Erden.
Right. So wahr ich lebe, spricht den Gott, nur mal hundert Saß. Number 106.
So wahr ich lebe, spricht dein Gott, mir ist nicht lieb des Sünders Tod. Viel mehr ist dies mein Wunsch und Will, dass von Sünden halt ich still. Von seiner Bosheit kehre sich und mit mir lebe ewiglich, und mit mir lebe ewiglich. Dies Wort bei Ding, o Menschenkind, verzweifle nicht in deiner Sinn. Hier findest du das Heiler Gott, die Gott dir zugesagt hat. Und zwar gar keinen teuren Leid, und seilig dem diesen Beschweig. Dich vor Sicherheit, denk nicht, es ist noch lange Zeit. Ich will erst freilich sein, o Herr, und wenn ich lebensmüde werd, als dann will ich bekennen mich, Gott wird vor mein Erbarmen sein.
Dankeschön. So eine schöne Leiter. Ich denke, wenn sie auch mal versingen warst, und die ersten Jahre, dann habe ich auch von dem Gesangbuch gesungen. Und so viele von denen sind Gebeter. Die erste Leute, die wir singen, Gott des Himmels und der Erden, eine Liste wir, und das sind alles Gebeter. Wo Gott, wo er danke dir, wo er es mit uns hier warst, wo er in der ersten Vorschrift von, wo er alles hier merkt hat, die Sonne, den Mond, und der dritte Vorschrift von, dass der Herr unsere Sünden vergeben wird. Und vierte Vorschrift von, dass wir, you know, in der Samaria ist, dass wir körperlich abstauen, aber hier redet von geistlich, wird wir auch abstauen. Und wir nicht geistlich schlupfen würde, aber geistlich wacker sind. So viel ist der Leid. Und der zweite Leid, das erste Wort redet von, so wahr ich lebe, spricht dein Gott, mir ist nicht lieb des Sünders Tod. Und das kommt aus dem Forsch, weil ihr nicht wurdet erst, wurdet steht. Und er sagt, mir ist nicht lieb des Sünders Tod. Er will nicht haben, dass ein einziger soll verloren gehen. Und ich denke an örtliche Menschen, wo der Herr mich hat gelehrt und jüngstlich auch gelehrt haben, nicht halten. Sünder, so wie wir sind alle Sünder. Also wie selig worden in Jesus. Aber der Herr lehrt uns manchmal, dass ohne Städte zum jemand halten wird, noch verloren ist. Weil sie will nicht haben, dass keiner soll verloren gehen. Und er braucht uns so viel, der Licht schien in die dunkle Welt. So denkt er an und Dankeschön für die Leute. So viel dabei. Ich will zu Marius in dieser Andacht reden von einem Exempel und ein von den Stories im Alten Testament von Hezekiah. Wir kennen viele Lieder von diese Lives, diese Geschichte. Das ist im Alten Testament und im Neuen Testament. Ich sehe hier in 2 Chronicles 29, 2 Chronicles 29. Ich will von der, was von Hezekiah, seine Geschichte mitteilen, von der Samarius. So wir lesen hier, wo Hezekiah, er fängt an, er ist 24 Jahre alt, oder er kenne ich, und er ist 29 Jahre in Jerusalem. Und dann ist ein Wort sehr interessant, es zeigt, wer seine Mama war. Wir können im Alten Testament, vielleicht im Neuen Testament auch, das redet nicht so, das redet alle von der Mama. Und hier besonders zeigt, wer seine Mama war. Sie heißt Abijah. Auf der anderen Seite sagt er Abby. Seine Mama heißt Abby. Warum redet von seiner Mama? Na, ich glaube, ich weiß. Ich würde mehr von reden. Seine Mama wie Abijah, die Tochter von Zechariah. Und heute ein Wort reicht für dem Herr wie. So ist sie vor der Davidzeit. Hezekiah, wie kenne ich, heute das Reichte, so sind vor der David heute. Sehr interessant. Und einer wird in der Kapitel verredet, Kirche, du redest von, wer sind vor der wir, wie nicht David. David, wir sind great, ich glaube, ich taule er, vielleicht 13 greats, great grandpa, wo wir sind, da wie David, da kenne ich David. Aber hier redet von Heidet Gott, so sind vor der David. Aber wenn einer Kicke dort in der andere Kapitel fährt dort, redet von King Ahaz, dort wie sind vor der. Aber das King Ahaz, er war nicht göttlich. Das Volk, das er in Idolatry nennen lehre, er stahlt ab Idols und he worshipped idols, and he brought the king of Israel in idolatry now. So God that he yank in the temple now, it's right here in 2 Chronicles 28, verse 24. He gathered together the vessels of the house of God. So they dinge what in temple vira, the cups and bowls and plates and I quite know what all is high norm. It's like he verschneit he destroyed them. And then he shut the doors of the house of the Lord. He schlot a toe of Isaiah. That got his use, he schlot a toe. That the zil dot nicht brücke. And on muke altars to these idols in Jerusalem. So that we Ahaz, that's the fora to Hezekiah, okay? The fora to Hezekiah, he led the mensche in idolatry. You go over Tregna, we will ish lese that in 2 Chronicles 29. So the date van he died what reich wir. Wo died Hezekiah what reich wir? Sin fora, we ganz anders. Heil lehrt end in Eierreichtigkeit. Wo kommt das her, dass Hezekiah das Gott will? Und ich glaube, kriegt hier wegen, lese, wer seine Mama ist. Abijah. It's like Abijah, the daughter of Zechariah. And when we på kapitels 3 kicken, the reader from Zechariah and Ekleida, what almost is Elsie Zan. It's like not correct where it all of you, but it's Elsie Norman. And they Zechariah, it's like he had understanding and visions of God. Hei verstand the rhyme von Gott. Und dort sagt, so sagt verstoh dort Gott, gof am besondere Dreim. Wort er wäre weit wie nicht, aber Gott teil. Und hei verstand hei, hei kun sei, das wird Gott uns gewesen haft durch das Vision. So anyways, seine Dachter, oder Grautkind, I don't know, but ein von seine Dachter, dort wie der Mama zu Hezekiah. Der Vater zu Hezekiah, wie das Wort Idolatry, he brought in Idolatry, aber die Mutter, so sag ich verstehe, she was a godly woman. And dort zu Werkweins gleich Hezekiah, dort ihr Lied wart, to be godly as well. Nach ein Denk, wo ich hier nehme, so sehen vor der wie Ehaus, aber hier sagt er in das Farsch, hei dei dort gaudet, so es sehen vor der David. Und hier denke ich an so viele Menschen, wo sie handlich eine schwere Abbringung gehört, wo die Vorder oder vielleicht kann auch die Mutter, aber vielleicht kann auch die Vorder, wo die nicht gaut wie zu ernt. Haft Kinder vielleicht missbrückt oder wird ärmer. Schlecht behandelt. Und dort kann die Kinder sehr doll merken und verschiedene Dinge. Aber Hezekiah, hei kickt nur die sehen göttliche Vorder, David. Hei lebt so ist hei wir, nicht so ist sein Erisch, well, der wird bad Erische Vorrasch, aber hei lebt nicht so ist Ehas, hei lebt so ist David. Und du sei wie, wo hei muss den Decision merken, wo hei leben will. Und hier sei ich an, dort, wann wie oder sammeln wie weiter haftlich eine schwere Abbringung gehört, but we brücken nicht dort noch folgen. We can look to a godly example, a göttliche example, can we not kicken. Und das war ein Ding, was ich hier sage. Hezekiah, hei kick ne sehen vor der David, nicht ne sehen vor der Ehas. So hei red, was er wie reicht. So hei war kenn ich, und was funke an? Vers 3. Und das erste Jahr, die erste Monat, was heute kenne ich wieder, was der erste Monat im Jahr, was heute, hei mögt die Dere ob vom Tempel. Hei sagt dort neidig, dort dei Gott nur folge deide. So hei jink nem Tempel, sie mögt den Tempel der Dere ob. Den Vorder hat er Tau geschlotet, der soll den Tempel nicht mehr brücken. Aber hei mögt er ob. Die Welwe war der Gott segen. Aber der Tempel, der vorher Ehas, der hat es vernichtet zu bern. Alles hat er verschneit und zwei gemerkt. Und alle haben gemerkt. So hei raubt die Priester, die Levites, vor Schweier. Vers 5, hört mir, Levites, merkt ihr rein, sanctify. Sanctify, dort hofft ihr dann mit uns reinigen und ein geistliches Sein. You know, wir dann uns bohren, wir uns waschen, dann sind wir körperlich rein. Und sanctify, dort hofft ihr dann mit geistlich rein sein. Und der Israeliter, der hat viel, a lot of rules about being clean, jo, du wie auch körperlich soll es auch rein sein, Og begeistlig også når jeg hadde fel, det hadde mange guidelines. Så her er det Levits. Merk jo ikke rent, sanctify yourselves, and sanctify the house of the Lord. Merk at Gott er sys reid. Merk at rent. Så det er så jeg fanger an til døgn. Så jeg vil at Gott er sys rent merke. Jeg ser den, an der Vorderschand, alle sorte schleicht, at du døgn for sås, den Gott, de forsaken him, der hat er der Teue merkt vom Tempel, und eine, I'd suggest, die können die Tüsok lesen, das ist viel Bern. Und forsch auch, sag ich, die Dorfings, habe ich so viel Trouble, wie uns, wie Hans Gott für jeder. Verstehen, dort ist ein mein Hort und Covenant zu merken mit Gott. Das sind euer von uns verdreher, weichdreher von uns. So hei sag, was das Problem wir, die hat left God. Und ich will es, hei rot ent tau, dass sie soll zurück nach Gott kommen. So, der Levite, Vers 12, der Mieke sind rein, reid. Verse 15, they come atop and they sanctify themselves. Das müssen sie kriegen, gästlich, damit Gott es hieß reit merke. Verse 16, die Priester gingen in den Tempel nahen. So hier sei wie, und in den Tempel, die Menschen gingen nicht alle in Gottes hieß nahen, bloß die Priester. Even the Levite können nicht im Tempel nennen gehen. Da wird so sein, als von der, wie wir sagen, bloß die Predigt können im Kirch nennen gehen. Die Menschen müssen alle Bitte stehen und hören. Das wird dann wir. Bloß die Priester schenken im Tempel nennen und die Menschen, die stehen die Bitte. Und so wird abgestellt. Even die Levite können nicht in den Tempel nennen gehen. Der Tempel, da wir klauen das steht, und dort wir, wo Gott wir, da wir die erste Stufe, there was an incense altar, jede Samaria steht als incense brenne, incense wouldn't be so some perfume, and die hatte die Lampe, die hatte das Licht an, brennen. Und dann in der hängeste Stufe war das Holy of Holies, und dort wo die Ark wir, dort weiß, dass Gott sein Zert, das für Gott ist. Anyways, die Priester, die gingen im Tempel nennen, sie mücken das rein, sie brachten das auch rein, der Garbage rüht, und die Levite, die nahmen das Garbage von der und brachten dort weich, in die Stadt, wo sie so in die Hand brachten. So Vers 17, sei wie, they sanctified the house of the Lord in 8 days. 8 days nahm dort tam dort alles rein merke. Und saß hier in der Deo, wie das dann vor dich. In Vers 18, sie gingen nach Hezekiah, der kenne ich in Zerde an, wie Hand dort Gottes hieß sie reinigt, der Altar hier reinigt, all die Dinge, was wir brücken da und du bern, der Dash, all die Dinge du, nüsst es reit. Und so hat der Hezekiah da in Vers 20. Dann Hezekiah, der König, stand ab und rob tau all die Lehrer von Jerusalem. Kommt taub, weil alle trägen im Herrn kommen. So sie hatten den Tempel gereinigt, nun mussten sie gästlich dauern. Sie hatten ihre Sacrifices, so Vers 21. 7 bulls, 7 rams, 7 lambs, 7 he-goats for a sin offering. Wir sind nicht mehr bekannt, dass wir Offerings merken dann mit Tieren. Aber das wird sie deuten. Sie brachten all diese Tiere, sie sacrificed them. Und dort ist der vergotene Blut, dort wird gereinigt, die Tempel. as an offering. In Vers 24 redet Meier davon, they made atonement for all Israel, did offering wie für das ganze Land, der wie nicht bloß für ein. Hezekiah will handen, der ganze, all Israel soll sich reit merken zum dem Herrn deiner. Und so wurde sie das offering merken für das ganze Land. Wie du am geduert, dass die Menschen sollen alle trägen am Herrn kommen. Und das fängt an mit der Gottes Israelien und das Sacrifice merken for forgiveness of their sins. Von der all, wir kicken nach Jesus, hei star für uns, so dass wir können vergeben sein, dass an der Sinne können weiche waschen sein. In dieser Zeit, Jesus wie noch nicht gestorben, so sie brachte die Tiere, die Animals, für ein Sacrifice, so dass sie an der Sinne können vergeben sein, so dass sie können gässlich rein worden. So sie deide dort, sie hat die Sacrifices, und die wieder örtliche von der Levite, der dort Musik spielen, says here, cymbals, psalteries, harps, und sie fangen an zu singen, dem Herrn preise. Und Vers 27, der Rede von Hezekiah, er sagt, nie selber die burnt offerings anfangen, und auch die Leute, zu singen. I find it up English like that this. And when the burnt offering began, the song of the Lord began. The light des Herrn funk on. And it says they worshipped and they sang. And so music right. I denke to bloß on. Do we have the song of the Lord in uns heart? Do we have the joy of the Lord, the peace of the Lord in our hearts? That's what I can denke down mit it. We can fehle gute Dinge down, aber wenn wir nicht ab in reicht und steht sein mit dem Herrn, dann ist es auch nicht reicht in uns heart. Das ist eine Engelscheid zwischen bitterlich und bannerlich rein sein. And our desire, what we will haben, ist, dass es bad ist. Von bitter dort jetzt zu sein, dass wir in guten Stand sein mit dem Herrn und in das Wort auch, dass es jetzt feile, dass wir reich sein mit dem Herrn. Und was nimmt dort, ob ein Reich denn steht sein, dort nimmt Buße, dort nimmt ein Gebet sein, Gott freut uns für seine Lehrung. Und heute er uns lehren. Wenn wir beten dann, wir kicken sein Wort nennen und eine Schrift nennen. Und wir freuen dem Herrn für seine Lehrung, was hat heute sein, in sein Wort und in uns Wort. Und wenn wir von heute Seke down, das sei du für uns. Dann der sei uns lehren. Manchmal sind da Dinge in uns Leben, wo wir haben das schwer gehört. Und eins der Dinge, ich denke von einem, ich will schwer das durchgegangen in sein Leben. Er ist von Gott weichgedreht. Und it's very sad. Und das Mann, ich bete viel für ihn, dass der Herr draw him back. Und er dort, ich sei dort, wo der Herr in sein Wort schaffe dort, und ich keep praying for him. Und aber wenn du so eine schwere Dinge ans Leben sind, dann werden wir ihn am Herrn bringen. Her kan de svåre dinge dre over for oss. Vi bringer dine arm, and her help me med ditt eller med jant, men det er så full dinge, hei der tot, hei der tot. Jeg vet om det tveide port gåen velve, ans tom je bed vende, men det er så full dinge, hvor vi forbedre kan, in uns persönliche Leben ist endlich schwere Dinge, in uns Familie, in uns Land, nach Loss, ein mit einem Artikel, weil in unserer Schule die Welt hat so viel Eurechtigkeit, Driebe. And one example is, you know, when some boys and girls think they're in the boy thinks he's a girl, and the girl a boy, and so forth. And then they can use the other washrooms. And like lost one, in a show, this says, yeah, there's some boys, they think they're girls, so they can do meowless washrooms, Brooke, and this ein young, they read to you, nee, the youngest Selenich, the freest washroom, Brooke. And how he got into trouble. This young and was charged for Stuntak. And so, this Welt is so verdreht and so full Dinge. And for some Dinge, Kavi betet, to hear Schaffer wird in so Sachen. So for some Dinge and viele andere, Welva uns zum Gebet wenden. Der Herr höre unsere Gebete und sei uns gnädig.
Take the blue book and turn to page 247. He hideth my soul. Those that are able, let's stand.
Yeah. soul in the cleft of the rock, that shadows a dry, thirsty land. He hideth my life in the depths of his love, and covers me there with his hand, and covers me there with his hand. When clothed in his brightness, transported I rise to meet him in clouds of the sky. His perfect salvation, his wonderful love, I'll shout with the millions on high. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock, that shadows a dry, thirsty land. He hideth my life in the depths of his love, and covers me there with his hand, and covers me there with his hand.
Thank you for that song. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock. What is that? Cleft of the rock. A cave. Something like a cave or an opening. And I think of the story of maybe Elijah. You know, he had this wonderful victory over the prophets of Baal and idol worship out on Mount Carmel. And Queen Jezebel hears about it and threatens him, and he goes running for his life. But he ends up, I think, back in Mount Sinai or somewhere out there, and meets God. And somewhere, I think that's where the story is, where he's in a little cave or something, in a safe place. And that's what the writer of this song is talking about. You know, God, there's a safe place by God. When we find discouragement and trouble, you know, there's that safe place by God. Another noteworthy thing, it says Fanny Crosby, who wrote this song. And Fanny Crosby has written many hymns. And maybe you've heard, but she was blind. And she wrote, you know, she had to do so much from memory. But this blind writer, hymn writer, wrote this song. And then when I think of the words, I think of, okay, this is written by someone who is blind. So you think of the chorus, he hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock that shadows a dry, thirsty land. He hideth my life in the depths of his love and covers me there with his hand, and covers me there with his hand. So I think of her and us as well, you know, in times of trouble, you know, running to the Lord. And he says he covers us with his hand. It's like he puts his hand over us. You know, it's okay. It's okay. And God does that. He has a way of comforting us that nobody else can. No one else can comfort us like the Lord does. So we're talking about Hezekiah's story and how he was leading the people back to God. You know, he cleansed the temple, and they made the sacrifice to be spiritually cleansed. And they had a time of worship and singing. And they were, verse 30, and they sang with praises with gladness and bowed their heads and worshipped. It was a time of renewal. Now the next chapter, 2 Chronicles 30, so they in their city have been worshiping God. But Hezekiah is thinking about more than just themselves. He's wanting to reach out. So in 2 Chronicles 30 from verse 1, and Hezekiah sent to all Israel and Judah and wrote letters to Ephraim and Manasseh that they should come to the house of the Lord at Jerusalem to keep the Passover unto the Lord God of Israel. They had this wonderful time together of worship, and he didn't want to just keep it for themselves. Let's invite more people. Let's bring more people in to worship God. And so he sent out messengers. Verse 5, so they established a decree to make proclamation throughout all Israel, from Beersheba even to Dan. So where's Beersheba and where's Dan? Well, I looked on the map. And Beersheba is way down in southern Israel, and Dan is way up in the north. So he sent runners from way down the south all the way up into the north of Israel. Come, come to the Lord. Come keep the Passover. Verse 6, so the posts went with the letters from the king and his princes throughout all Israel and Judah. And according to the commandment of the king, saying, ye children of Israel, turn again unto the Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, and he will return to the remnant of you that are escaped out of the hand of the kings of Assyria. So they had had trouble. The Assyrian army had come in and taken many captive and caused much trouble. Verse 8, he says, now be not stiff-necked, don't be stubborn. You want to go your own way, you're going to have more trouble. You want to go God's way, that is where there's a blessing. Verse 10, so the posts or the messengers passed from city to city through the country of Ephraim and Manasseh, even to Zebulun, but they laughed them to scorn and mocked them. And that is the reality in this world, that many are not interested in the gospel message. Even here, many laughed at them. Verse 11, nevertheless, divers, or some from Asher and Manasseh and Zebulun, humbled themselves and came to Jerusalem. There were some that were willing. And so it is in our outreach, that we can get discouraged at times from some people's response, but there are others that are wanting to respond to God's message. We can't just focus on the negatives, on those that say no. We want to continue to serve God. Also in Judah, the hand of God was to give them one heart to do the commandment of the king and of the princes by the word of the Lord. So in their immediate province, we could say, everyone was coming. It says they had one heart. So God was really stirring up their hearts. Verse 13, there assembled at Jerusalem much people to keep the feast of unleavened bread in the second month, a very great congregation. They arose and took away the altars that were in Jerusalem, and all the altars for incense took they away and cast them into the brook Kidron. That was a place where they brought garbage. But they came there and they cleaned up all these idols and their altars. Many came altogether for the Passover. Verse 17, now there's a problem. Verse 17, for there were many in the congregation that were not sanctified. I mentioned earlier, you know, when they were cleansing the temple, they first cleansed it physically. You know, they went in there and swept and washed and what, well, not all. They repaired the articles that were broken. Then they did a spiritual cleansing. They brought forth the sacrifices. But the people themselves also had many rules about being cleansed. And a lot of it had to do with washing as well. Some things that you did, then you would be unclean for the rest of the day, but you would wash yourself and then you'd be clean the next day. But there are other things, for example, if you touched a dead body, okay? If you, let's say someone passed away in your house or wherever, and you were there to help prepare the body for the funeral, you would be unclean 7 days. And in Numbers 19, it says a lot about that, how they should be cleansed. I'll just briefly share. In Numbers 19, it talks about how they would take a red heifer, they would burn it, they would keep the ashes, and then when they wanted to ceremonially cleanse someone or something, they would take these ashes from that were set aside for this particular purpose. They would mix some water, put it in some water, and they would take some hyssop and sprinkle it on the person who was unclean and needed to be cleansed. Or they'd sprinkle it on, verse 18, a clean person shall take hyssop and dip it in the water. This is the water mixed with the ash from that particular heifer, and sprinkle it upon the tent, upon the vessels, and upon the persons that were there, and upon him that touched a bone, or one slain, or one dead, or a grave. So they're different. Here's just a few examples. If you touched a dead body, if you would have been out in the field, maybe there had been a war there sometime, and there was a man's bone there. If you had even touched a man's bone, you'd be unclean 7 days. If you touched a grave, you touched the grave, you'd be unclean 7 days. So all kinds of rules. So what they did, verse 19, and the clean person shall sprinkle upon the unclean on the third day. Okay, they had a certain process. On the third day after you did this, they'd sprinkle that water on you. Then on the seventh day, you wash yourself, and now you'd be clean. Verse 20, but the man that shall be unclean and shall not purify himself, that soul shall be cut off from among the congregation. That soul will be punished. If you didn't do the right steps, you would be punished. And if you were unclean as well, and you would eat from the sacrifice of peace offerings, here's Leviticus 7:21. Moreover, the soul that shall touch any unclean thing, as the uncleanness of man or any unclean beast or any abominable unclean thing, and eat of the flesh of the sacrifice of peace offerings which pertain unto the Lord, even that soul shall be cut off from his people. So there was a strict warning. Like if you would come to the Passover and you would eat from the special meal there, if you hadn't cleansed yourself properly, you would be cut off, you would be punished. So it was quite strict with those festivals. Now, back to 2 Chronicles here. Hezekiah has invited the whole country, and many have come, but some of them hadn't gone through all the right steps, and they're here, and they're eating from this special food. Verse 18. For a multitude of the people, even many of Ephraim, Manasseh, Issachar, and Zebulun, had not cleansed themselves, yet did they eat the Passover other than it is written. But Hezekiah prayed for them, saying, the good Lord pardon every one that prepareth his heart to seek God, the Lord God of his fathers, though he be not cleansed according to the purification of the sanctuary. Hezekiah, we could say, interceded for the people. He prayed for them. He prayed for them that God would overlook this. He prayed, you know, Lord, if there's all these people, you know, please overlook those that haven't gone the right cleansings, but they're seeking you from the heart. They're seeking you from the heart. That was his prayer. And what happened? Verse 20. And the Lord hearkened to Hezekiah and healed the people. God listened to this prayer. The people hadn't done all the right things, but their heart was in the right place. And so God forgave. He overlooked that. And I see this as a picture of grace. So often we think of the Old Testament that was just laws and killings and death and all that. But there's many pictures of grace, and this is one example. This is a picture of grace. Grace is unmerited favor. When we get what we deserve punishment, but we're forgiven. That's grace. And the grace we experience is through Jesus. You know, if we have sinned one sin, you know, we're worthy of death. But through God's grace, through Jesus, he forgives us. And one application here I see is that this can even be in our own lives. Sometimes there's situations where we're reaching out to someone and we may be turned off and not want to get involved for whatever reason. Yes, we need to be careful what we overlook and all that. But there comes a time, you know, we need to show grace one to another. You know, especially being hurt. You know, someone has said something and it hurts us. And how do we respond? Do we just respond in anger? You know, as long as we're among people, there's going to be times when someone does or says something that hurts us. And we need to show grace. We need to show forgiveness. Because the other response is anger and revenge. And that just leads to, you know, a sad heart, an angry heart, a bitter heart. I've often thought about that, you know, how, you know, God has given me much patience working with people. But there's times too when I feel hurt by someone's comment but it's not worth carrying the pain and the bitterness. It's not worth it. It's so much better to forgive and to just leave it in the Lord's hands. I know that it's so much easier said than done so often. And yet that's where there's a blessing in that. That's grace, to give unmerited favor. We can extend grace one to another. And even as God has extended grace to us, you know, we pray that in the Lord's Prayer, forgive us our sins as we forgive one another. So there's a reminder for me and for you. I see it's getting close to 10 o'clock. I think we'll leave it there. Let's close with a word of prayer. We thank you, Lord, for the story, the example of Hezekiah, and how he had this in his heart to restore worship, to bring the people back to God, and how you were the one leading that whole process. Guide us as well, Lord, in having this desire to reach out and bring people to you. Guide me in my part and each one of us in our part, and shining your light so others can see. Guide us, Lord, in showing grace, as we saw in this example, where you've shown grace to us and forgiveness to us, to me, and to each one here so often. And help us, Lord, not to hold on to grudges and those kind of things, but also to extend forgiveness and grace to each other. We just thank you, Lord, for each one here and those that are watching online. And you know each of our situations, where there's been trouble, where there's been heartache, maybe in the past and growing up years from a parent or grandparent or uncle, aunt, whatever it is, Lord. Help us to not hold on to those things in bitterness, but rather to bring them to you and to forgive, even as you have forgiven us. We pray as well, Lord, for those that may be discouraged, depressed, that you might just give strength and encouragement, helping us to cast our cares upon you, for you care for us. You love us. Thank you for that cleft in the rock, as we sang about before, and how we can hide our soul there, how we can come to you, and that you put your hand over us, sheltering us. And we thank you. We pray for those that are ill, that you might bring healing and strength in your time. We pray for those that may be grieving, maybe someone has passed away in the family, and we miss them. And though we easily say, yeah, they're in a better place, and we thank you that they are, our trust and our hope is that they all are, and yet we still miss them. So guide us, Lord, in our grief, to remember and cherish those memories. And we thank you for those memories. Just thank you, Lord, for your leading with this message. We pray your continued guidance with us as a church here in Winkler and our conference and all our churches, Lord, throughout the world. I pray for so many other situations. I think of, as I mentioned, our government, that you might work in their hearts, that they might want to do what is right. I think of disturbing stories we hear of things promoted in schools, where boys are not boys sometimes and girls are not girls and they're confused. And Lord, that you might work in those situations. They might be drawn to you. You're the one that knows how you made us, and we thank you that you have created us well. We pray as well, Lord, for the situation in Turkey, the earthquakes a while ago, that you might continue to guide those that are reaching out there, that people may look to you for strength, for you are the source of our strength. Think as well the war in the Ukraine and war in so many other places, that as well you might work in those situations. You know, we don't know what to do, what to say, and yet you know the situation, and we just want to keep trusting in you. Pray as well for those that are persecuted, those that are Christians behind bars, that you might give them strength as well. Guide us in our outreach and shining our light today, and I thank you for your leading with this message. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. This time again, we'd like to go to the Lord in prayer. So for those that are able, let's kneel for prayer. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen.
again take the blue book and turn to page 478. I need thee every hour.
Song is such a beautiful message, how we need the Lord. Just checking to see if we had any announcements that I should be sharing here. One of them, that membership meeting that was supposed to be in Altona yesterday has been rescheduled to April 1st, and I'm sure that that'll come into your bulletin. And other than that, there's more announcements, but you can find them in your bulletin as well. I'd like to thank you for joining us for the service this morning, and I'd like to close with a benediction out of Numbers 6. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Der Herr segne dich und behüte dich. Der Herr lasse sein Angesicht leuchten über dir und sei dir gnädig. Der Herr hebe sein Angesicht über dir und gebe dir Frieden. Amen. And so go in peace with the Lord.